for me, it kind of opened my eyes to like everybody has a story, you know, it, regardless of where they came from or how they may look. Everybody has a story that you can, you know, learn something from. And that reading that kind of opened my eyes as just not only as a designer, but just a human in general.
Welcome to the Passion Behind the Art Show. It's all about diving in with individuals to learn the story behind their passion. It's your host, Daryl Pinna.
Well, I am excited to have Hank Washington on the Passion Behind the Art Show coming to us from Alabama. Hank, welcome to the show, man.
Man, thank you for having me, man. I'm excited.
No doubt. Let's jump right into it. How did this whole thing start for you?
Man, it's kind of weird, man. It kind of came off like last resort, really. I was getting ready to graduate high school, you know, kind of in a weird stage of you don't necessarily have like everything planned out, but you're like this high school athlete ready to go jump right into college sports, but it didn't work out that way. So, you know, I was trying to figure out like what it was I wanted to do and, you know, whether it was going to college or, you know, doing anything. And I remember when I was little, I used to watch my brother draw. Like, he used to draw all these Boondock characters, and he used to blow my mind. But he had a buddy that actually did design.
Okay.
That I kind of ran across. He had this blog, and it's like in the MySpace era where everybody was kind of...
MySpace, oh my gosh.
MySpace era, man. So, and I ran across his work, and I didn't know what it was called. I just knew it was cool. And, you know, I asked a few questions and I learned that it was design, man. So I went to school and learned that, and here I am.
Oh, that's what's up. So did you get a job right out of school?
No. So far as like right after college.
Yeah. Right out of college.
Well, yeah, I ended up interning at a company, and this was back in Mississippi. I went to Mississippi State, and there was a startup company that focused just on social media, called Socially In, and I ended up getting the opportunity to intern there, man, and grew there, kind of learned a lot, and you know, as a startup, like everything's kind of in the hustle mode, learn on the go. So yeah, started there, man, and still there, and been with Alabama probably about 2 years ago, and continuing to grow.
Okay, so let's go back a little, because what's weird to me. So were you a kid drawing at all?
I did a little bit, but I was the annoying little brother.
Wow, because usually like everybody says like, oh, you know, I used to draw when I was little. I used to do all these different drawings. And so yeah, it was just like this natural progression, you know, to go, okay, what should I do with this creativity? But it's just different to hear that like it wasn't really like something you said you were like, okay, I'm the artist kid. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I got a lot of inspiration from my brother, and you know, I used to watch him draw these like amazing sketches that blew my mind. I was really the annoying brother that used to take him to school and kind of show him off like I actually did it. That's awesome. Can you draw it again? I was like, I can't really do that.
That's funny. So like what type of influence was your brother on you?
He was a big influence, man. He was really big into music. His room used to be filled with just CDs, video games. He was the first nerd that I really knew. It really got me into creativity, man. But he was a big influence. So, like I said, you know, I used to watch him draw. So I kind of learned his little technique and kind of got an understanding of it. And, you know, once I learned design, it was kind of one of those soft skills that, well, I say have soft skills, but just like a skill that ended up translating over into design.
Okay, that's cool. So now you're still with the startup that you kind of started out the game with. Mm-hmm. So what is that startup? What is it like now?
It's a lot different from the beginning, but we've grown a lot. So when I first joined, it was around 5 employees, and all of us were students. So, you know, this was going to class and, you know, handling client work right after class. But we ended up growing up to now, I believe 14 to 15 people.
Wow.
And it's been a journey, man. So I learned a lot, especially just a lot of things from messing up a good bit, but it's a lot different from, you know, from the beginning. So it's a steady growth.
That's what's up though. Cause usually a lot of times, like when I hear people talk about, okay, you know, I started with a startup, 9 times out of 10, it's either they're no longer with the startup or most likely the startup no longer exists.
Right. Yeah. We've been fortunate enough to weather the storms and the waves and, you know, get past that little, you know, that first few years of survival.
Oh, that's what's up. So sure. What would you say is like your go-to specialty when it comes to design?
Man, I really don't have one, man. It's, you know, I don't want to sound, you know, arrogant or, you know, big head or anything, but it's just so hard to find that one thing that you can kind of stick with me. And it's just like, I'll try something for a while and then I'll see something else. And I'm like, wow, that's amazing. Like, let me just give it a shot. Let me see how bad I am at it. So, well, okay, I'm kind of getting the hang of this. And then, you know, something else will come along and it's the same cycle.
Okay, that's what's up. So what would you say was the hardest journey you had to, what was the hardest thing you had to overcome through this journey?
Say the hardest thing. I say the hardest challenge was kind of really understanding the business aspect when it came to design. You know, right out the gate, I was just this straight maker. Like, you know, if I had an idea or an objective, like I just make it and, you know, no questions asked. But I think the toughest part of the journey was really understanding the business behind, you know, design when it comes to understanding budget and the goals and strategy. And that was a lot to take in, especially on the go as you're learning and kind of soaking in info from, you know, different people that's already in the industry. But, you know, like that wasn't really taught heavily in school. It was just more like the actual skill set. So really soaking that in on the go was probably the toughest, but it's definitely worth it, especially like nowadays with designers coming out of school and not really grasping that business aspect of design.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like any designer that understands like business and just the whole idea of being a strategic designer,
right?
Like you're already ahead of the curve. You're ahead of the game when it comes to that. Because as you said, we are all just kind of like makers. Like, this looks cool. Let me try it. Let me try my version. Or, you know, it's a lot of times is way more to design than that.
Man, it's a whole story behind it.
Yeah, that is true. So who is in Hank's support circle? Who would those people be?
But definitely my brother, you know, obviously because him being the, you know, the big inspiration and kind of the primary push for all this. Some more people would be my team here at Socially, and they really kind of seen, you know, what the potential when I first started working here. And, you know, anyone has patience with me as experimental as I can be. They had a lot of patience with me messing up. And so with them continually to, you know, trust me and continue to put things on my plate to kind of help them solve and get to where we are now, they was a big support system, you know, really going through this journey for sure.
Yeah, that's good, man, because, you know, sometimes when you're trying to, you know, just get your footing in, not a lot of time people have patience.
For sure.
You know, to kind of just let you work the kinks out. So that's awesome, man. Like, dude, I'm happy for you in regards to that, because, you know, it's just the startups, it just can be so unpredictable sometimes.
They are, man.
So, you know what I mean, I think that's pretty awesome, growing from 5 to 14. That's what's up.
Thank you, man.
So what would you say, what would be next for Hank? What's next for Hank?
Oh, man, that's broad. What's next? I guess I would say, you know, I guess what's next would be sharing more. You know, being in a startup for as long as I have and, just the things I learned and things that I want people behind me to not necessarily have to go through is really going to be big on sharing, man. I think I want to share a lot more, whether it's just teaching just skill sets, some techniques that I've learned to, you know, kind of make things go a little bit smoother. And I know now, like, there's a lot of sources coming out there, you know, kind of helping with these, but I definitely want to be a part of that. Just giving a perspective of someone who, you know, came from a small town and kind of seeing it from through my eyes in a way. Hopefully it can help, you know, people, you know, around here or someone who may not necessarily know all there is in design, especially if you're really just getting into it. I really want to make sure that I'm able to be a part of just helping them in general, you know, in any kind of way, whether it's kind of directly or indirectly, for sure.
So when you say, like, what was it like coming from a small town? Like, what was that small town like?
Well, it was a lot different from, you know, where you see like a lot of cities and people that kind of be like that's kind of the aura of where designers kind of reside. So designing and having a career in art wasn't kind of the thing to do, you know, when it came to in small towns I grew up in. So it was more of like if you were playing sports or you ended up, you know, working a factory job or somewhere. It was very weird to see somebody say, hey, I'm going to have a career into design. it was very important to have people. If anyone that's listening to it, like if anyone that's in a small town, it's very important to have people around you, or geez, at least have people in your circle that understand like there's more to the world than that little, you know, those few miles that you live in. And that was kind of a big realization for me. Like, I was so closed-minded when I first got into design, but once I learned how much farther it can go, you know, it made my town seem so much smaller.
I feel you. Yeah, sometimes it's just kind of, you're just kind of used to everything around you. Unless you kind of push your way out, you just kind of, the only thing you see is what is basically in front of you.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I know you said something about sports. Like, what kind of sports were you playing?
I played basketball mostly, and I have my hands in baseball and football a little bit, but heavy on basketball. You know, I was just one of those teenagers that had the hoop dreams.
Okay.
I've been hopefully seeing on March Madness, but, you know, life didn't work out that way, but I'm kind of fortunate because I don't think we'll be having this conversation if anything went different.
That's what's up, though. That's what's up. Yeah, because, you know, growing up in New York, like, basketball was, like, everything. Like, right. That's all you did every day was playing basketball. So are you, like, still into sports now?
I am. I don't watch it as much as I used to, but, you know, the ESPN app, it works, man. It keeps me in there.
You know, what's crazy, like, I recently, I just realized that I think that it lets you, like, watch something and still browse through the app at the same time.
Right.
I'm not sure, but it wasn't always like that. That must have been a recent change.
I think so. You know, with working so much, I only was able to keep up with the notifications of the big changes of anything. And every now and then I go in and watch like some highlights of some football or basketball games. But I think that's a recent change that they.
So who's your teams?
Oh man, well, we're not football wise. We're not doing as great, but I'm still right with them. I'm a Falcons fan.
Ah, man.
Man, it's hard. I still love my guys. It's hard, but I love them. You know, you know, we had a good run, but it just didn't. You know,
it's not. Okay, it's all good, bro. I ain't gonna make it too hard on you, bro. Cause I'm a Knicks fan. So hey, man.
Hey,
no worries.
We're tick for tack, man. I understand.
And a Jets fan, so bro, I'm struggling right now. Life is rough.
I'm Falcons and Lakers, man. So it's
Lakers.
We're on spectrums.
Oh, Bron. Oh,
yeah, it's Bron. Bron on the West Coast.
Oh, that's what's up. Not a LeBron fan, but it's all good, man.
Hey, man, it's understood. I can understand.
That's what's up. So when jumping into work, like, what's the first hour of your day like?
As far as, like, in the work day?
Well, I mean, really, it's up to you. I mean, some guests have tell me what their first hour of waking up was like. And trust me, it gets kind of, you know what I mean, out there.
Yeah, well, my first hour waking up is probably as normal as anyone else, you know, kind of preparing for the, mentally preparing for the day, jump in the shower and, you know, grab something to eat on the road. But as far as work day and, you know, just like a regular work day, I really like to dive into inspiration. There's a lot of tools that are pulling, you know, they're curating portfolios and just creative pieces and creative articles around people into like one space that you can kind of look at everything at one time. So I really try to dive in at the first hour to kind of grasp some inspiration on, you know, what's being made out there. Like, what's something new? Is there a project that, you know, no one's heard about that this, you know, whatever the system is that's curating it, that probably need to be, you know, talked about more. And just getting insight on just techniques and new things that are out there. And that kind of helps me think about my day and sometimes even using some ideas and inspiration into whatever I'm working on for that day.
Okay, that's cool. So what's that one thing that you can't live without that's not your phone?
One thing I can't live without my phone. Anything?
Anything, bro. Literally, trust me. Literally anything, bro.
Right. Oh, man. One thing I can't live without is besides my phone. Man, so I recently just adopted Procreate for iPad, and I've gotten addicted to it, man. So I don't think I can go too far without Procreate right now.
Oh, that's what's up. Like, I'm not 100% on it yet because I don't have an iPad. But like my friends, everyone is like, you know, they're driving me crazy with this Procreate. Now I need to get it. But hey, man,
it's worth it, man. It almost completely replaces the sketchbook, but it still doesn't have that feel of, you know, pencil to paper. But
right.
I love it. So I only been with it a few months now, and it's a part of my daily.
I think the biggest game changer is just like with pencil and paper. It's like, once you draw something, it's like to erase it. You know what I mean? Like with Procreate now, like erase it is like nothing. Like you could, it makes you a little bit more freer because you know that like in two clicks, you could just start all over. Like to start a work all over on pen and on paper, it's like you want to make sure you get this thing right or you have like 200 sheets. Right. Just sketch it out like crazy.
Right. It's kind of like a beautiful chaos. You know, once you kind of get that right idea, you get it right where you want it, and you look back at where you went, Evie's like, oh man, it's been a journey.
That's what's up. Book, any book recommendations?
One of my favorite books, I think, that kind of changed at least a mindset of thinking. For me was Humans of New York Stories. It's a really good book, man. I got it a couple years back and reading it, man, it gave me such an insight on perspective, man. It showed me how important its perspective is. Brandon Stanton, the author and photographer behind it, he got these amazing stories out of these random people that he run across, and it just, for me, it kind of opened my eyes to, like, everybody has a story, you know, regardless of where they came from or how they may look. Everybody has a story that you can, you know, learn something from. And that, reading that kind of opened my eyes as just not only as a designer, but just a human in general. You know, people, it's so much more to, you know, the cover, you know, pun intended, but to someone's book.
Is that the one where there's like a photograph of the person in the book and also like a story behind that person? Is that the same one?
Yeah, that's the
same book. Okay, I've never read it, but I've heard a lot of good things. I just didn't remember the name. Okay,
yeah, it's really good.
Oh, that's cool. So, as we getting ready to close, what advice would you have for creatives out there?
Advice for creatives. I would say embrace your curiosity and challenge your curiosity. Just the way the industry is moving now and how technology is advancing daily, is super important for, I think, people in general, but creative specifically, to really stay curious about things. You know, it's really easy to get locked in this space of, you know, if you're used to making something for so long and you kind of lock yourself in. But I'll say challenge your curiosity. If there's something out there you just don't know, or you just wonder like how to do it, like challenge yourself to go learn it or get connected with someone that does it, you know, more efficiently and better than you do, and just get an insight on it. Even if you don't, you know, really do it yourself, at least you kind of understand what's going on behind the scenes, you know. And that's not only in creativity, but like just in life in general. Like just kind of, you know, embrace your curiosity and learn something new. And I think that's a really important lesson that I learned personally when it comes to just personal growth, you know, just as a human being and as a designer in general.
Okay, that's what's up, man. So where can people go to learn more about you?
I'm on social, so if you follow me on Instagram, I am at I am underscore Hank. I'm on Twitter at Hank underscore I am. Yeah, so just give me a follow, and I was on my site, hankdesigns.com, and yeah, I'm there.
Okay, well, bro, I mean, I really appreciate you doing this. Thanks for coming on the show, man. It was good to chat with you and learn a little bit about you, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you inviting me.
Ah, no doubt. Well, I'm going to let you go for now, but thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks again for listening to this week's episode. I really appreciate you taking the time out. I hope, you know, you got something from it, that it brought you value and, you know, you were able to pull something, some key tips, some key practices that can help you to take your career to the next level and just to elevate your mindset in general. If you want to learn about everything that I'm doing, you can go to dpcreates.com. That's D as in dog, P as in Peter, creates.com. Or go to the podcast website. That's passionbehindtheart.com. Thanks again for listening to this week's episode. Be blessed.